From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, April 21st, 2026. Penobscot Island Air, which services Islesboro, North Haven, Vinyl Haven, and Matinicus, says it did not deliver mail from the U.S. Postal Service today. Sean Creeley, the president of Waters Aero Marine, which operates the regional airline, says his company hasn't been paid for delivery all year. And he says the Postal Service owes the company nearly $390,000 for deliveries dating back to 2023.
People expect the mail to come, so this was our sort of small stand here to say that we can't keep operating as a business writ large unless we get paid for actually providing the service that we do.
Creeley says he's hopeful that deliveries will resume tomorrow, but he's looking for assurances from the Postal Service that the agency will start making payments. A spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service said that it does not publicly discuss details about its business relationships. The Maine legislature has passed a bill to automatically seal the criminal records of people convicted of certain low-level crimes. The so-called Clean Slate Bill, sponsored by Democratic State Senator Rachel Talbot Ross, would apply to an estimated 120,000 Mainers, according to supporters. It requires that someone remain crime-free for 5 years in order to be eligible for automatic record sealing. The bill now heads to the desk of Governor Janet Mills, who has 10 days to either sign it, issue a veto, or let the bill become law without her signature. Meantime, law enforcement officials and prosecutors joined crime victims in Portland today to mark National Crime Victims' Rights Week. Cumberland County District Attorney Jackie Sartoris says crime victims can often feel intimidated or overwhelmed while navigating the justice system. That, she says, makes the work of victim witness advocates in her office all the more important.
Ensuring that the victims we engage with receive their compassion, their steady hand, and honestly, often their guidance based on their incredible experience working with victims. It can be so helpful in so many ways.
Sartoris says her office is launching a new online resource guide for those who have experienced crime. Portland Police Chief Mark Du Bois says his department recently added a second victim witness advocate. Maine lobster may be facing new threats from a native fish with which they have been coexisting for a long time. As Peter McGuire reports, a University of Maine scientist aims to unravel this changing predation behavior and what's influencing it.
Cunner are small fish that live in the rocky shoreline and are known to eat baby lobsters. But University of Maine professor Michelle Stottinger says fishermen are increasingly finding cunner with lobster eggs in their mouths. Stottinger's research will use DNA to track cunner diets. It's trying to find out how widespread this behavior is, and whether it is being influenced by changes in temperatures, food availability, or other factors in the Gulf of Maine. The research was recently awarded one of 20 grants from the National Geographic Society to study iconic keystone species of plants and animals in America. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
Home building manufacturing company Louisiana Pacific has opened a primary care clinic at its mill in New Limerick. Plant manager Andrew Savage says a nurse provides on-site care and two doctors are available through telemedicine for the company's 135 employees and their families.
What makes it so great for us is in a town like New Limerick or Holton, it can be tough to get into the local doctor's office. Sometimes you might have a couple weeks wait, where this is dedicated just to us. More often than not, we could probably just slide you right in and get whatever issue taken care of.
Savage says Louisiana Pacific partnered with Tennessee-based Premise Health to open the clinic. He says care is free for employees covered under the company's health insurance plan. He says employees who aren't insured pay a $50 fee. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, on this Earth Day, we'll look at reuse culture. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.